It's funny, I'm so hungry, but I can't eat.
I know the feeling.
Karen, why don't you sit down?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't know what I'm doing anyway.
That bastard Tyson. If I find him, I'm going to skin him alive.
I just can't believe it. Who would think something like this would happen in Claiborne?
Oh, not me, that's for sure. I thought I was coming to some hick town in the middle of nowhere, and here I am in an Alfred Hitchcock movie.
Everything's a movie or a TV show to you.
Sorry, I had a deprived childhood.
How's Frank doing?
I haven't heard anything since they took him into the hospital last night. I keep hoping Janine will come down.
Why don't you go up and knock on her door?
No, she must be exhausted.
If you don't need my help, I'll be going into Kawakawa. I could check up on Frank.
How are you getting there? Oh, shoot, Tyson's still got my car.
Kiss it goodbye. I'll go in with Mike.
I'm going to have to call the rental company. I hope I'm covered for this.
I think we'll be okay here, Mata. It's like a calm after the storm.
With Edith gone, I guess we'll never know now.
Know what?
If she killed Helen.
Oh, shut up, Thompson.
Now, you don't know what Tyson and I found out in Kawakawa.
We found out Helen was a virgin.
What's that got to do with anything? She died of frustration?
Well, there's something else. She had sleeping pills in her system.
So?
Well, Troy thought Helen could have been drugged and then someone injected an air bubble.
Oh, look, we're supposed to believe anything Troy has to say about murder. He's just killed Edith, for God's sake.
Oh, just calm down, girl.
Well, who better to recognize murder than a killer?
Can we leave your dream world now?
Oh, yeah. Look, I'm sorry. This is totally the wrong time to talk about this.
Hey, would you mind keeping your voices down? You'll wake up the whole hotel.
I'm sorry. Are you okay? Do you want something to eat?
Well, look, just coffee, thanks. I'm going to ring the hospital and check on Frank's condition.
What makes you think Edith could have injected this air bubble anyway?
Well, she's a diabetic. She had her own needles.
Oh, and why? Why would she do it?
Well, you tell me. Didn't Frank have something going with Helen?
I thought you said she was a virgin.
That doesn't mean there was no romantic involvement.
Okay, they were seeing each other. So what?
Well, jealousy is the biggest motive in the world, and Edith had never gotten over Frank.
Oh, bullshit. I hope Edith haunts you for the rest of your life.
Hey, be careful what you ask for, girl.
Oh, there's Sadie. Sadie, come and join us.
No, thank you.
I'm just going to get a refill. Anyone else?
I'm fine. Come on, Sadie, sit down.
Perhaps I will now.
How are you holding up?
All right, I suppose. Even though I feel like I've been run over by a truck.
We all feel like that.
I just can't believe it happened. Marta, I was wondering if you'd mind officiating at the funeral. Edith never had a bad word to say about you.
And the feeling was mutual. It'd be a privilege.
Well, there's some good news. Frank's come through really well. He'll be home this afternoon.
I just don't understand it. Lord forgive me, but why is a God-fearing woman like Edith taken and a man like Frank Buchanan continues to walk the earth?
That was not the reason why.
Morning all. Well, I guess there must be something in the water.
Not funny, Constable.
Now, where's Thompson?
Oh, right here.
Do you know the location of your car, Mr. Thompson?
No, Troy Tyson had it last. Why?
Well, it appears he may have met with an unfortunate end.
Claiborne was made with the help of your broadcasting fee, so you can hear more of New Zealand on air.